Welcome to this week's edition of Outdoors Online, a weekly webcast produced by the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. I'm your host, Mike Anderson. Today we're going to continue our ice fishing previews. Last week we did the western lakes in North Dakota. This week we're going to do the eastern lakes in North Dakota. Starting out is Southeast Fisheries Supervisor BJ Kratz. BJ, how are things shaping up in your district?
Well, we had a pretty good early ice over, as you know, but then we came into a period of warm weather and windy weather, and It opened up a lot of the lakes. So we're kind of in a situation right now where our lakes are so-so as far as ice conditions go, and it could be kind of tricky this winter just because of the way things ended up freezing up. So
let's move into your fish populations. How are the walleyes doing in your district this year?
Walleyes are doing well. We're probably about at the apex of our walleye populations in the Southeast District. We have, you know, tremendous amount of walleye lakes and opportunities out there. For anglers, we have several lakes down in the Southeast that are good, that should be good this year, based on some sampling. Wall Lake down in the Southeast should be good. We've lost a fair amount of water in there, so we've got, you know, populations that are a little more condensed than they normally would be, so hopefully they'll cooperate with anglers. We've got, you know, one Key Lake, which is another lake in Barnes County. It's got a great walleye population. Off the beaten path a little bit, more difficult summer access, so it doesn't get a lot of summer pressure, but the winter opportunity should be there. Another one that's pretty hot right now is Mosier WPA. We stocked that one for the first time 4 years ago, and the fish are cooperating this year with anglers. We've had some really good reports up there, and that's what we want. A lot of these lakes, you know, we don't know how long they're going to be around because of decreasing water levels and the potential for a tough winter at some point. So,
okay, let's move into your northern pike population.
We're overall, I mean, our pike populations aren't as strong as they were 20 years ago, but it's because of the requests from the public in general. They want walleye, so we've kind of backed off a little bit on some of our pike lakes, but we still have an abundance of opportunity out there. Flood Lake, for example, is a good one. We sample that one every other year, and our netting this year indicated that the population is up from previous 2015, even higher. We've got about a 4-pound average there. Some reports came back last year is really good from that one, so that's a good one. If anglers like a little more seclusion to their ice fishing experience, we've got lakes in northern Stutsman County that have good pike opportunities. Sunday Lake, for example, it's another one where summer access isn't really there, so, you know, it doesn't receive that type of angling pressure. So we sampled that one this summer, and good pike population in there, and they should be fairly hungry, so hopefully they'd cooperate with people if they want something like that.
How about your panfish?
Panfish, we always have to, I guess in my district, start out with the crappies, because we do have a couple of the best crappie fisheries in the state, mm-hmm. Right in close proximity to Jamestown, Pipestem and Jamestown Reservoir. Both of those systems should be great again this year. I've already had, you know, good reports on Pipestem. We've got several age classes present in each of them, so we have fish from, you know, 8.5 inches all the way up to 13. Great opportunity there. Perch lakes, we have a few yet that have very strong populations in them. It just kind of depends on how things shake out this winter, whether they're going to turn on or not. North Eccleston would be a good one for anglers to try. It's got a tremendous population of perch in there. Maybe a little on the smaller side, but the abundance there, you know, about a 9-inch average length or so, would be a good one for anglers to try.
Okay. Overall, ice fishing should be good in the Southeast?
Overall, it should be. A lot of these lakes sometimes, especially the shallower ones that have a lot of vegetation and so forth in them, you want to try to hit them early. Oxygen can come, you know, become a factor as we get into late January, early February. And typically, as I tell people, I said, if you had a choice to eat or breathe, your priority is going to be to breathe first. And so fish tend to, you know, to quit biting when things are tough like that. So,
okay. A lot of good information, BJ. Thanks for joining me today.
Thanks.
Joining me now is South Central District Supervisor Paul Bailey. Paul, you got a lot of district lakes and Lake Oahe in your district. How are the ice conditions and access shaping up so far this year?
Well, we hope it's going to be a lot better than last year. Obviously, Mother Nature dealt us a pretty good blow last year with all the snow we received around Thanksgiving that really limited angling access. We had a nice cool down to start the ice fishing season. Anglers were just starting to venture out, and then we had a nice warm spell in December. So ice conditions are going to start shaping up a little bit better. Hopefully, a lot of the snow stays away for now to let anglers access the ice. But these early ice conditions, always be very careful with the way the winter started with these warm spells we've had. So extreme caution out there, but I think ice conditions are going to shape up pretty well.
What I want to do is I kind of want to go over your fish populations in your district lakes. Let's start out with like walleyes.
Walleye are really going to be the best game in town this winter. We've really never had better ice fishing opportunity or open water fishing opportunity for that part too, as far as walleye lakes in the south central part of the state. We've been pretty aggressive with our walleye stocking and a lot of these new lakes that have formed in recent years, and anglers are going to start reaping those rewards here.
Okay, how about northern pike?
Northern pike numbers are starting to decline a little bit. A lot of we did stock northern pike fairly aggressively when a lot of our lakes refilled following those winters 8, 9, 9, 10, 10, 11. So we did stock a lot of northern pike at that time. Since then, and then we did see some good natural reproduction in a lot of other lakes. Since then, conditions really haven't been that conducive to good northern pike natural reproduction. We haven't had a lot of good runoff into these lakes since. So our northern pike populations, I'd say, are more holding steady or slightly declining across the South Central District.
Okay, and panfish, this summer in a lot of areas in your district especially, we had some dry conditions. How does that affect the perch?
Perch are probably, I'd say, starting to decline. Our perch in North Dakota have always been a boom or bust kind of fishery. We boomed in the late 90s, early 2000s, when conditions were very good for perch in the state. We boomed again, following those in the springs of 9, 10, and 11. We had fantastic conditions for developing perch populations. And we aggressively stocked perch, and in other places, existing perch populations reproduced well. But really since 2011, 2012 for sure, we haven't had very good conditions for perch reproduction. So our perch populations, I'd say, are definitely going to be starting to decline. So what anglers will probably find this winter is it might be a little tougher to find a limit of 20 perch, but we're dealing with some aging perch populations out there. So there's going to be a lot, there's still going to be very good opportunity for some trophy-sized perch out there in a number of lakes. Those 12-plus inch perch, I think anglers are still going to be able to find, just maybe not in as great a numbers as they're hoping.
Okay, and if you were to send somebody out fishing, whether it be for walleye, northern pike, or perch, where would you send them?
Well, there's plenty of opportunities in the our smaller lakes around the state, especially in that Coteau region. Kidder, Logan, McIntosh counties are, the sky's the limit for places to fish down there. But I guess if you're looking for some variety, that early ice on Lake Oahe can be a lot of fun too. With the crappie, pike, perch, walleye, a whole host of species down there that hopefully something cooperates.
So ice fishing in your district should be good this winter.
If Mother Nature allows anglers to get out there, yeah, I think they should encounter some pretty good fishing.
Thanks for joining me today, Paul.
You bet.
Joining me now is Randy Hiltner. Randy's in charge of the Northeast Fisheries District. Randy, you got Devil's Lake, you got a lot of small district lakes in your area. How are ice conditions and how is access so far this year?
Well, the ice conditions are still really iffy because we had an early freeze up, but then the weather moderated and we haven't added ice very much at all. And there are some open pockets of water as of this date.
Okay, so you're gonna have to be careful if you're going out early.
Very careful, yeah.
Okay, let's move on to your fish populations. How are walleye populations?
Overall, really good. Of course, you have to start off with Devil's Lake and Stump Lake is a good place to start your walleye fishing, but we've got some good district lakes too. We have like a Lake Cole, Lake Addy, are a couple of the better walleye lakes. And down at Herdsfield, Tuffy's a good lake, and Goose Lake near Harvey.
Okay, let's move on to northern pike.
Oh, we got lots of pike opportunities up there. Most of our reservoirs have pike, but some of our natural lakes are better pike lakes. Island Lake is a good one, Long Lake. We've got a good pike down by Binford, like Sibley Lake and Red Willow Lake. These are very good. Lake Loretta's good.
Okay, how about panfish?
Panfish, not so much. We do have some good bluegill lakes, and Red Willow Lake and Lake Upsilon are pretty good for nicer bluegill.
Okay, how about perch?
Our perch, again, I would start with the Devil's Lake Basin, the bigger waters, Stump and Devil's Lake. We've got pretty good densities of about 10-inch perch, so that should be something to look forward to. In the district lakes, Silver Lake WMA is one that's got some nicer perch in it.
Okay. Overall, fishing in the northeast part of North Dakota should be good this winter?
Yeah. We, of course, lost water over the summer and fall, but this winter should be pretty good yet, yeah.
Okay. Thanks for joining me today, Randy.
You're welcome.
For more information on ice fishing, go to the Game and Fish website at gf.nd.gov. There's a list of all the district lakes, what's in them, and how to get to them. And again, remember, ice is never 100% safe, especially early in the season. For the Fisheries Division and the rest of the staff here at the Game and Fish Department, thanks for joining us this week for Outdoors Online. We'll see you again next week.